everyone. I hope you're all doing well over there in the United States of America. And, of course, I'm down in Australia, where we're having a beautiful spring day outside. The sun's shining, nice and warm. We had our worst storm in years, worst storm in 70 years a couple of weeks ago. Man, it was blowing. We actually had tornadoes, and Australia does not get tornadoes, but we actually had tornadoes 2 weeks ago, so that's quite staggering. Okay, I am going to spend a little bit of time talking about training class today, I want to cover the whole basics of what you can learn in training and what is involved in it. I've talked about it a few times, but I've never really gone into it and explained it in detail. So basically, reverse speech training is divided into three main courses. The first two courses are taught together, that is investigator and analyst. And these courses are designed to teach you how to document genuine speech reversals. There's a lot of gibberish in between genuine reversals, and it's possible to imagine anything you like into the gibberish if you don't know what you're doing. So I'm going to help you in class to learn how to not document into gibberish and to find the genuine reversals amongst the gibberish. Incidentally, the genuine reversals are normally very clear, but most people miss them when they first start out, and I really don't know why that is so. A lot of people document gibberish to start off with, but that's okay. But this is what training is designed to do, to help you document genuine reversals that will actually reveal accurate information. And then in the first course, we also teach you how to interpret the reversals. Once the reversal is found, there's a stringent criteria I've developed for interpreting them and what they may mean. If you've been listening to this show for a long period of time, you'll know that way back in the beginning of the year, I talked about reverse speech categories. In other words, reverse speech fit into various different categories. Some are congruent, some are incongruent, some are expansive, etc., etc. There's actually 9 different categories altogether. And these will all help you interpret what the reversals you find mean. And so there's 2 skills you have to learn, well, actually 3 skills you have to learn in the first 2 parts, and that is documenting correctly, interpreting correctly, and then conducting conversation so that relevant speech reversals will occur. And that's what I teach in the first 6 months of the training course. That's called the analyst class. Actually, it's 2 classes, the investigator and the analyst. And if you go to the reversespeech.org website, you will see photos there of all current reverse speech practitioners, analysts and practitioners and trainers. And so you'll see there's quite a few there. Well, when I say there's a few, there's about, I don't think, about 15 up there, which is a good start. But we need a whole lot more. Impact on society. It needs a whole lot of practitioners out there practicing reverse speech. So, if you're all interested,
for everyone,
I'm here. I slept in this morning. I apologize for that. I don't think I've ever done that. Anyway, welcome to the weekly reverse speech show, and thanks to Todd for ringing me and waking me up. I can't believe I did that. Anyway, it is spring here in Australia. Still a bit cold out there, so there you go. Alright, I have been working very hard on the debate, and all those reversals are done. If you want to go and look on them, you can go to my YouTube channel and see the reversals on the debate. And I will be playing them, of course, on Jeff Rentz's show this evening. But there's a couple of ones I just want to run by you, give you a bit of a heads up on what we're going to be playing on Jeff Francis' show when I'm on Jeff Francis' show tonight. But I, as you all know, I've been doing rehearsals on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for quite some time, and we have found them, Hillary Clinton to be incongruent and Donald Trump to be mostly congruent. However, I found an incongruent reversal on Donald Trump. I'm actually quite pleased. if you could be that, it shows he's human. So it's been quite a fest chasing Donald Trump down. So I'm going to play the incongruent reversal I found on Donald Trump in the debate. Here we go.
Where he said that he could not possibly have done those things to those women because they were not attractive enough for.
I did not say that.
In fact, you went on to say...
Her 2 minutes, sir.
I did not say that.
It's her 2 minutes.
Okay, so he's saying, I did not say that. He's quite indignant. In fact, he says, yes, I did. And this is Trump's Achilles heel. We looked at his reversals last week from his leaked tape and his apology, and the reversals were congruent. And here we have the same thing again. Okay, so let's just run this one forwards again for you.
Where he said that he could not possibly have done those things to those women because they were not attractive enough for...
I did not say that. I did not say that.
In fact, you went on to say...
Her 2 minutes, sir.
I did not say that.
It's her 2 minutes.
Okay, I did not say that. But backwards, yes, I did.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so there you go. All right, so there we have an incongruent reversal on Donald Trump. Now I'm going to play you a couple of verses I found on the Al Smith dinner, that little comedy job, okay? So here he is talking about the Cardinal, I think, Archdiocese.
You know, Cardinal Dolan and I have some things in common. For instance, we both run impressive properties on Fifth Avenue.
And here he says, I see the Pope to serve me.
Does he serve me?
I don't know. Does he think he wants the Pope to serve him? bit of a strange reversal. And here he's talking about Hillary.
For example, here she is tonight in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
And here she says, here he says, I hear her con.
I hear her none.
Yep, so there you go, there's that one. And I think I've got one more from the Al Smith dinner. Yeah, here we go. I don't know what it means, but we'll play it anyway. So here we go.
And we've got to come together, not only as a nation, but as a world community. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.
And this reversal says, we shall dodge America.
We shall dodge no mirror we can.
We shall dodge no mirror we can. We shall dodge no mirror we can.
I don't know what it means by we shall dodge America, but anyway, there we go. Make of that what you will. A few little reversals on Donald Trump that I found. Okay, all right, what we're going to do now is that we're going to go to some reversals on the convicted assassin of Robert Kennedy, Sirhan Sirhan. Okay? And we're going to... This has been done for my training class. So we're doing a project on President... now I've got a complete blank. A project on Robert Kennedy, and to see if we can find out who really did him, did kill him. And so these are some of the reversals I found on Sirhan Sirhan, the convicted murderer of Robert Kennedy. So let's see if we can pull anything out of this, and see if we can work out work out what's going on. Okay, so here's the first one.
The newspaper stands were screaming out the headline, you know, for the racing result, for the racing entries for the following day.
And this one says they seal with your phoning.
You seal with your phoning.
You seal with your phoning. You seal with your phoning.
So I don't know what they seal with your phoning would mean, but anyway, that's the first one. Here's the next one.
I got lost, I believe, because I wasn't too familiar with the neighborhood over there, the roads, and it was getting dark.
And this one says, feel with the soul I got.
Feel with that soul I got.
Feel with that soul I got. Feel with that soul I got.
Okay, so feel with the soul I got. Okay, next one along.
And I ended up at some storefront office announcing the...
And here he says, no thoughts must not.
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 See, I don't know what that would mean. No thoughts? Well, was he mind controlled? And did he have no independent thoughts of his own when he killed Robert Kennedy? I don't know. Okay, here's the next one along.
That's really what led me to the ambassador, the big party that was going to be, you know, held down there. And
okay, and it's a sad man they condemn.
It's a sad man they condemn.
Huh.
The sad man of Kimberley.
Yeah, it's all there.
The sad man of Kimberley.
Well, he's been condemned, of course, and I guess he's sad. And here we have another one.
One of the reasons why I drank the Tom Collins is that I'm not a drinker, and I can't tolerate them.
Here it says that city's not muck.
That city's not muck.
Huh.
That city's not muck. That is his Nachmacht.
Okay, and here's the next one.
And having nothing to do that day, since the racetrack was closed, I decided to go to the firing range and shoot my gun.
And here he says that Jew is so sad.
That Jew is so sad.
Huh?
That Jew is so sad. That Jew is so sad.
So we need to know who the Jew was to interpret that reversal. Okay, here we have the next one.
So you did it totally on your own.
I was totally by myself, yes. And not with all my senses about me either, in the sense that I was operating at the time under some mental deficiency.
This reversal says, heard Dad's lesson.
Yeah, that's lesson.
Yeah, that's lesson. Yeah, that's lesson.
Yeah, okay, whatever Dad's lesson means. These rather interesting reversals, a little bit abstract, really. Okay, next one along.
You said that RFK must die by...
I agree
by
with
June
that.
The 5th. And he did.
And he did.
And here he says, they did it.
They did it.
They did it. They did it.
Yeah, okay. There we go. They did it, whoever they is. And here's this one.
The idea that it was done with the full... requirements of the law for a first degree murder, I don't think that it was.
And here he says, you took your fall.
You took your fall.
Huh.
You took your fall. You took your fall.
That would imply that there was someone else behind it, and he was the fall guy. And here we have the next one.
That there was a history to it that dated back to 1947, 1948, when the State of Israel was created forcibly on the Arabs.
This one says, someone knows a weapon.
Said, I know a weapon.
Huh.
Sitting there and know what's in the lock.
Yeah, certainly there. No doubt about that. And here's another one.
Was it the Arab-Israeli war after you came to this country?
Well, I suppose it was silently in my mind. I guess that it was...
And this reversal says, heal the lass.
Heal the lass.
Yeah, okay. Here's the next one.
When I began to focus on it, erupted as soon after the 1967 war, where the Arabs had lost and the Israelis won.
This is, you lose in the soul, that's why that hell.
Zillow's here in the tallness, right with her.
Yeah, it's all there. These are some rather abstract reversals on Sahar, aren't they? Okay, next one along.
And to have him say that he was going to send 50 phantom jets to Israel to deliver nothing but death and destruction on my countrymen, that seemed as a story were a betrayal, sir.
This one says, you're sad, mister.
Will that miss that?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Next one.
Can you?
I realize that. You know, I think that more likely than not, that they were more fantasies than deliberate statements in those diaries.
And this is normal with the gun, then you kill Rome.
Rome, we're with the done of Israel.
Yeah, okay, there we go. That's all there. But such abstract reversal. Here's the next one.
But to me, Robert Kennedy stood out because I felt that I had that he symbolized to me what, you know, what should not have happened in the Middle East.
And this reversal says, I don't see the neck.
I don't see the neck.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Okay, next one along. Oops, here we go with the forwards.
I really feel that it was immediately after, you know, while I was going to trial, because at the time of the shooting, I was not really in full control of my senses.
And here he says, then rush the boys who allowed it. Oh, that's interesting.
Then rush the boys who allowed it.
Yeah, there we go. Rush the boys who allowed it. Such strange reversals. Who allowed it? Who's the boys? Okay. All right, next one along.
You know, as it was talking, and the keys were tapping, and I was reading messages on it. Obviously, I know now, and I knew immediately then that it was a teletype machine. But at the time that I was, you know, looking at it, I didn't snap that it was a teletype machine.
And he says, "Got the mission, I crack."
The mission, I thought.
Okay. So, did boys send him in? Was he allowed to do it? Was it a mission that he had to achieve? Here's the next one.
I was not really fully aware of myself even, never mind my environment and my actions.
And here he says, I'm willing to be force.
Now I'm willing to be force.
Okay, did he volunteer for the mission to kill RFK? It's possible. Here we have the next one.
I seriously doubt that any Arab jury or Arab court would have convicted. And if they did, the punishment would have simply been nothing more than a slap on the wrist, knowing the dynamics involved.
And this reversal says, and I'm not a new one.
Am I not the new one?
Okay, there we go. And I'm not a new one. All right. Okay, so next one along. Here we go.
You know, the rule of law in California at the time, that really spared my life, and I'm very grateful for that.
And this one says, adult fulfilled.
Adult fulfilled.
Adult fulfilled. Adult fulfilled.
Adolf fulfill. What's Adolf coming into this for? Okay, next one along.
In that, Robert Kennedy represented a tremendous threat to the Arabs by his support of the Arabs' enemies.
And this one says, has stealth.
Has stealth.
Has stealth. Has stealth.
There we go, has stealth. Mm, interesting. All right. Well, I don't know what these reversals about Sahana are telling us. I can't see anything here about mind control or anything. All right, let's move on to the next one.
One speech that sets you off doesn't deserve a terrible fate like that.
No, I agree, and I sincerely regret my actions.
And here you say, still you release us.
Still you release us.
Self-releases.
Okay, folks, we have to go to our break. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
We are looking at reversals on Robert Kennedy's killer, Sahan Sahan, which aren't giving us a great deal of insight right now. All right, next one along. Here we go.
One speech that sets you off doesn't deserve a terrible fate like that.
No, I agree, and I sincerely regret my actions.
And this reversal says, still you release us.
Still you release us.
Self-releases.
Well, I don't think he's going to be released anytime soon. All right, next one along.
I really felt that I was going to be put to death for my offense, and I just tried to maximize as much as I could.
And this verse says, but I'm a scandal.
I'm a scandal.
Well, there we go, but I'm a scandal. All right, I guess he has been a bit of a scandal, hasn't he? All right, next one along.
I agree, and I sincerely regret having done that in retrospect.
And here he says, I might be bad.
I might be bad.
Well, she might be bad. He might be bad. I don't know. He shot Robert Kennedy. I think that classifies as being bad. And we have the next one.
Just the old Sohan, and just resolve to live a new Sohan, a new rebirth, and then start out life with a new slate.
And this verse says, in therapy room.
In the therapy room.
In the therapy room. In the therapy room.
Okay, in therapy room. I'm not too sure what that means, but anyway. All right, let's have a look at the next one here.
It allowed me to shed all the old Sirhan and the old ideas and the old compulsions and the old,
And this one says, save God born.
Save God born.
Wow.
Say not born. Say not born.
Well, that's certainly clear, isn't it? Save God born. All right, next one along.
It just doesn't seem fair. Of some 100 men who were with me on death row, Mr. Frost, 43 of them have been released on parole.
And this verse says, I'm well fed, not in the world with them.
The more fed not in the world with them.
The more fed not in the world with them. The more fed not in the world with them.
Oh, well, other prisoners got out. He didn't. He's been looked after well in jail. I'm well fed. I'm not in the world with them. I'm not in their energy. I'm not in their force. Okay. All right, next one.
You know, being humane and merciful and carry out the law as impartially as towards me as you would carry it out towards other, formerly condemned men.
And this verse says, I didn't kill them, all funny.
They didn't kill them, all funny.
Huh.
They didn't kill them, all funny. They didn't kill them, all funny.
I don't know, make of that what you will. I didn't kill them all. These are strange reversals on Sahan. Wow. Next one along.
Some Puerto Rican nationalists stormed into the House of Representatives while it was in session.
And this verse says, I see my shun.
I see my shun.
There you go, I see my shun. These are just bizarre reversals. All right, next one along.
Deliberate intent to send those 50 jet bombers to Israel to obviously say, do harm to the...
This verse says, see mob.
See mob.
See mob. See mob.
And it doesn't seem to point to anyone else being involved. Seems to be him alone. Next one.
My only connection with Robert Kennedy was his sole support of Israel and his...
And this verse says, offer source.
The offer source.
The offer source. The offer source.
Yep, there we go. And the next one along.
It allowed me to shed all the old Sirhan and the old ideas and the old compulsions and the old,
And this verse says, see God born in there.
See God born in there.
Huh.
See God born in there. See God born in there.
Yeah, see God born in there. Yeah, okay. All right. That's next one.
So egregious about, you know, being humane and merciful and carrying out the law as impartially as towards me as you would carry it out towards other, you know, formerly.
And the verse says, all the hurt I wrecked him.
All hurt I wrecked it.
Oh, yeah.
All hurt I wrecked it.
Yep.
All hurt I wrecked it.
All right, now that's a pretty pretty straightforward reversal. I wrecked him. He wrecked RFK, Robert Kennedy, and caused a lot of hurt. Okay. All right, next one along.
That I apologize for having done that. That's all I can offer is my apologies and my remorse.
And this says, and mud near the health.
And mud near the health.
Huh.
And mud near the health. And mud near the health.
Yeah, nice and clear. Okay. All right. So, where's the next one? Here's the next one.
I had, you know, extinguished, you know, a great star, you know, a world savior, perhaps, a champion of all mankind. And it's hard for me to live with this experience.
And this verse says, end that marked man.
End that marked man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's certainly his desire to kill Robert Kennedy and that marked man. That makes total sense. And here's the next one.
But I'm a human being and I have to adjust and carry on with my life.
I think it's painful for America.
And this verse says, I wrecked men.
Oh, you wrecked men.
Oh, you wrecked men.
And of course, his assassination of Robert Kennedy wrecked a lot of men, didn't it? Okay. All right, next one along.
This has been sort of frustrated and stifled by the politicians.
This verse says, did you suffer?
I guess
he did suffer, didn't he? All right, next one along.
I have experienced in life, especially this event, you know, the assassination of Robert Kennedy and the trauma and the horror.
And so this verse says, the whirlwind shared assassin.
Whirlwind shared assassin.
Well, he was the assassin, wasn't he? The whirlwind. He was caught up in the energy of the moment. Okay. All right. Next one along.
Hope is a part of. Hope is what keeps the world going, and I think hope is what.
And this verse says, "World will speak of it."
World will speak of it.
Yes, indeed. All right. World will speak of it. And the next one along.
Hope is a part of. Hope is what keeps the world going, and I think hope is what.
And this one says, "I see whirlwind."
I see whirlwind.
Yeah, he's caught up in the energy of the moment. I see whirlwind. Caught up in what's going on at the time. And here we go. The next one.
And would have known what the 50 Phantom jets were designed for and what we're going to do.
And this verse says, Michael fed the bloody fifth.
North Station McNaffy fifth.
Nice and clear. Yeah, nice and clear that one. Okay. Michael fed the bloody fifth. Don't know who Michael is. It could be the metaphor Michael, which is Michael the Archangel. All right, next one along.
In Hitler's Germany, and if you had the opportunity to assassinate Hitler, I'm sure that they would have tried to do that.
And this verse says, doubt to the weather.
Doubt to the weather.
Doubt to the weather.
nice and clear, isn't it? Okay. Okay, so next one along is this one here.
You want to look again at him and see why he wants to do it. And to me, that was really the...
And here he says, so we howl.
So we howl.
So we howl. So we howl.
So we howl. I guess so. And here we have another one.
That was the turning point of the whole case for me. That had he actually changed his route, that he would have bypassed me altogether.
And this reversal says, "War has the fuck."
War has the fuck.
Oh yeah.
War has the fuck. War has the fuck.
All right, there we go. All right, next one along.
And you're there pretty near 24 hours a day. You have no ability to communicate with anyone meaningfully. No telephone, no.
And this one says, do we killing?
And we killing.
And we killing. And we killing.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so the next one along.
So it didn't seem that terrible a threat really to make, and it was more done out of frustration and venting steam rather than a deliberate one. How could I have really carried out that threat if...
And this reversal says, damn with your new filth.
Damn with your filth.
Huh.
Damn with your filth.
It's nice and clear, isn't it?
Damn with your filth.
Okay, all right. So we're damn with your new filth. And then here we go with the next one.
You know, we were, when you were at San Quentin, I was locked down all the time in a cell, in an adjustment center.
This vessel says, they're screwing you.
Not screwing you.
Not screwing you. Not screwing you.
Well, I don't know whether he's being screwed, but anyway, next one along.
Pain. And so forth, that they always took their time in wanting to take you to the dentist.
And the reversal says, that old force.
That old force.
Oh, yeah.
That old force.
Yep.
That old force.
Yep, nice and clear there. Okay. So, and then we have, I have the, he's a fraud.
His parole board is trying to ingratiate themselves by pretending to carry out the Kennedy family's wishes, and I doubt that they are.
And this reversal says, I have the debit with my gun.
Oh, yeah, that's my gun.
Oh, that's clear.
Oh, yeah, that's my gun. Oh, yeah, that's my gun.
Well, yeah, the debit, of course, is his jail term, isn't it? So, look at these reversals. Of course, we all know Sahar did kill Robert Kennedy, but these reversals just add further proof of it. So here's the next one along.
There have been various conspiracy theories over the years, never gaining great weight, but can you convince me they're all not true?
No, I can't. But I will say this to you, that I was never part of any conspiracy.
And first it says, and you see this liar.
Yes, it is liar.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is liar.
Nice and clear.
Yes, it is liar.
Okay, so that would imply that he was part of a conspiracy. He's telling a lie when he says he was not part of a conspiracy. And here we have this one here.
And I wish the hell that he could have made it. When I saw him in real life, it was...
Oh, hang on. Oh, I think that's the end of the interview, yeah. Yeah, okay. So here we have some miscellaneous ones. And he says, I am forced to do it.
I am forced to do it.
I am forced to do it. I am forced to do it.
Okay, I am forced to do it. And then he says this one here.
Yes, they're not for the writings of me now.
And this one says, the murder of this planet.
The murder of this planet.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why he would say off this planet, but it certainly was a murder. There's no doubt about that. And where? And I got a couple of really good ones, if I can just put my hands on it. Here's another one.
And not with my not with all my senses about me either.
And he says, "I am the one."
Well, I'm the one.
Yeah, he's the one who pulled the trigger, isn't he? Okay. And here's the next one.
Other than the choking and the commotion, I don't remember that.
On May 18th last year, you were sitting and writing in your room.
They are the writings of a maniac.
And this verse says, "I'm a murderer. Show my gun." Okay, there we have that one. And here we have this one here. Oh, I played that one, sorry. So the next one I'm looking for is this one.
Writing in your room.
They're the writings of a maniac.
And here he says, "The name was in our grave." Yeah, certainly there. A little bit of a glitch on the end. I don't know why that glitch is there. I'm actually going to get rid of it right now online. There we go. So now it should be nice and clear. The name was in our grave. I don't know. Does that mean that he'll go to the grave taking the name with him of his accomplice? Here's the next one.
And I heard that there was a big party at the ambassador.
And this verse says, "The sad murder." Yeah, well, it certainly was a murder, wasn't it? And the sad? Well, I guess so. Okay, and here is the next one.
Yes, they're not the writings of me now.
And this verse says, "You know they're off this planet." Don't know what he means by that, but there you go. You know they're off this planet. All right. So let's go over. That's all the reversals I have on Sahan Sahan. So let's go over some of the most poignant ones. Of course, I'm a murderer, and to show my gun is very significant.
Other than the choking and the commotion, I don't remember that.
On May 18th last year, you were sitting and writing in your room.
They're the writings of a maniac.
Okay, I'm a murderer. Show my gun. Okay, all right. So there we have that one. Here we have another one.
I realize that. You know, I think that more likely than not, that they were more fantasies than deliberate statements in those diaries.
And this verse says, "Normal with the gun, then you kill Rome."
Normal with the gun, then you kill Rome.
That's clear.
Normal with the gun, then you kill Rome. Normal with the gun, then you kill Rome.
That's pretty clear. Okay, all right. And what else do we have that's a red herring? This is a red herring.
Egregious about, you know, being humane and merciful and carrying out the law as impartially as towards me as you would carry it out towards other, you know, formerly.
And this one says, all the hurt I wrecked him.
All the hurt I wrecked him.
All the hurt I wrecked him. All the hurt I wrecked him.
Well, that one pretty well speaks for itself, doesn't it? He seems to be... of course, there's no doubt he shot RFK. Was there anyone else involved? I don't know. Here we have another one.
That I had, extinguished, a great star, a world savior, perhaps, a champion of all mankind. And it's hard for me to live with this experience.
And this one says, end that marked man.
End that marked man.
Wow.
Isn't it not, man?
I guess he was a marked man, wasn't he? Oh. Here we have another one.
So it didn't seem that terrible a threat, really, to make. And it was more done out of frustration and venting steam rather than a deliberate one. How could I have really, carried out that threat if...
And this verse says, damn with your new filth.
Yeah,
there we go. Alright, okay. Here we have another a smoking gun.
This parole board is trying to ingratiate themselves by pretending to carry out the Kennedy family's wishes, and I doubt that they are.
And here he says, I have the debit with my gun.
Oh, yes, that's my gun.
Oh, yes, that's my gun. Oh, yes, that's my gun.
Yeah, I mean, they're all obviously implying, or not implying, stating quite clearly that Sirhan did the killing. The only thing that points to a conspiracy is this reversal here.
There have been various conspiracy theories over the years, never gaining great weight, but can you convince me they're all not true?
No, I can't, but I will say this to you, that I was never part of any conspiracy.
And he says, and you see this liar.
You see this liar.
Wow.
You see this liar.
See, that would tell me that he was part of a conspiracy. And when he says I was not part of a conspiracy, he's actually lying. So there we go. I think we need more reversals on that. Now, my training class has done a lot of work on this controversy, and they'll be releasing their findings within the next few weeks. So stand by and see what happens. Okay, you want to get a bit of a plug-in for the training class starting in exactly 4 weeks. If you want to get involved with reverse speech, we'd love to have you. We need many, many people trained to take this technology out in the world. It's a marvelous opportunity to get involved in something right at its grassroots level. Of course, I've been doing it for 33 years. But it's really only starting to make the rounds a little bit nowadays. Getting lots of views on my YouTube videos, several thousand hits on each video, which is very gratifying. It means the work is certainly getting out there, so that's good. Training, it's one class every 2 weeks for 6 months. You can email me, or actually go to the website, reversespeech.com, and click on to training, and there's a tab there for you to apply and sign up and pay for training. So if you want to get involved, become a reverse speech analyst. Someone's got to take over from me when I no longer work anymore. So as I always say, why not let it be you? Take the mantle of reverse speech and carry it forwards. So reverse speech will change society. I firmly believe that. It will usher us into a new age of truth. All right, folks, don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this with my guest, Jim Fetzer. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.